a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this week by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. If you have any questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also call the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You are going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel. As I mentioned, joining us in studio this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Malia, how are you doing?
Great. Another beautiful summer day.
Not too bad so far this morning, although I'm looking at that forecast. It's going to drop just a little bit. Before we get rolling with the show today, and of course, a lot of people, obviously, regular listeners, they know the radio show inside and out, but sometimes they don't always know exactly what it is you guys do at Kloss Financial. And you guys do some really, really nice things. Let's talk a little bit about Kloss Financial, who you are and what you're all about.
Yeah, so we go over this occasionally once in a while just to remind people of kind of our structure as a firm. But we're an independent hybrid advisory firm, which is actually a term that most people have not heard of. Basically, what it means is that at the core of what we do is fee-based financial planning and advising, but we also have an affiliation with a broker-dealer. Now, for those who know our industry, that is like a four-letter word, and they go, ooh, that means CJ and Malia can sell commission products. Well, if you get behind the scenes, we have an investment policy committee that basically doesn't allow that. So you might say, why do we have this commission connection? And truth be told, we've been in business for 41 years now. And back when we originally began, there was no such thing as fee-based financial planning. And so we actually have clients that have worked with us for 35, 40 plus years who have some of those assets still, what we call quote unquote on the books, that we want to be able to continue to provide service for. So, on this show, anybody who listens very often hears us just hammering fee-based fiduciary level financial planning, making sure that your advisor has your best interests in mind. And that is at the core of who we are, even though we're technically what we call this hybrid firm. And people have heard us, we have three divisions: Kloss Investment Portfolios, Kloss 360, Kloss 401k. I won't go through all of them right now, but just jump onto our website if you have questions about what that looks like. Everything we do centers around retirement planning.
Let's talk about some of those benefits. You mentioned everything you do is around retirement planning. Let's talk about the benefits when you work with somebody who focuses on that plan and those goals.
Go ahead, Malia.
So what we do is we offer a complimentary first meeting, as CJ likes to say, a kick of the tires. So people usually come in wanting to discuss with us where they're at. Maybe they have another advisor, they just want a second opinion, and that's always great, a second set of eyes looking at what you've been doing or perhaps what you've not been doing. We'll be the first ones to tell you if the market's doing well, your portfolios likely are doing well. If they're not, then there's probably a bigger issue there. So sometimes we can just tell people, everything is looking good, you're on track, and thank you very much. And other ones maybe need a little more coaching. And that's really what we spend a lot of time doing, is coaching people, getting them on the right track, making sure, as you've heard on our show previous weeks, making sure you've got your not only your investment planning strategies under control, but also your estate planning. And also your income tax planning under control as well. So we really are more holistic, wanting to make sure that you can get to retirement and then enjoy a nice long retirement with without stress, hopefully.
And something Malia and I hear often after a first meeting or second meeting, or when people become clients, just for those who haven't gone through a meeting process with us, we will commonly hear people say, "This is just so different. I've met with multiple financial advisors with different brokers over the years. This is just very different. You're asking me a lot of questions about what my goals are, what matters to me, do I have estate plans, and I don't feel pushed to do anything." right? I know how I'm going to pay you. I know, you know, how you guys make money, but I don't feel pushed to do anything. And the key there is we're not selling products, right? When you're not selling a product, and really, just for those who don't know, we have to maintain a client relationship for a long time before we start turning a good profit. So because of that, I don't want to sell somebody on something and have them not like it a couple years later. Instead, we want it to be a good long-term relationship. And that tends to put us in a position, I don't want to push anybody into a relationship with us. I want them to value what we do. I want us to value them. And that tends to build a long-lasting, good relationship.
You hear about CJ talking about relationships. You also hear Malia talking a little bit about guidance. If you need some guidance, you need some help, you're looking to get to know the folks from Kloss Financial, they make it real easy to do. Malia pointed out earlier, you can give them a call and set up an appointment. Not going to cost anything for that kick of the tires. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, or get guidance right now at 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Malia and CJ would love to answer your questions this morning. Let's talk about some of the common questions you hear from people who are looking forward to retirement, people who want to retire. What do you typically hear from people when you're talking with them?
Well, usually the first thing I hear them say is, can I retire today? And honestly, I love to sit down with people and say, yes, you can. You are in good enough shape. And yes, your health insurance is covered. That's usually the, by the way, the kicker that, that we're dealing with that end of it. But aside from can I retire today, really a lot of the common questions are, when should I sign up for Medicare? When should I start taking my Social Security? We do spend a lot of time talking about Social Security because there are some maybe preferred times to take Social Security. We've told our listeners many, many times that obviously the first time you are eligible to take Social Security will be at the age of 62. Nobody really pays attention to this till they're about 61, and they're like, when was that year? 62 is the first. And then your full retirement age for most listeners is going to be in the neighborhood of 66 to 67, and that full retirement benefit you would get from Social Security is the largest benefit you can get unless you hang on and wait till age 70, or each year it accumulates. So picking the right time to start drawing your Social Security depends on so many factors. Depends on your if you have a spouse, a partner, what other income's coming into the household. Whether or not you're still working makes a big difference. How much income per year? We've talked about that. So it's not a life or death decision. Sometimes I feel like people listen to us and think we're suggesting that it is, because it's not, but it's an important decision because your retirement may be 30 years long. So we want to make the best decisions, you know, that we can. And then following that, Medicare. Again, we can't get to 65 fast enough for most people. It's like, you know, you turn 21, you're excited. Well, trust me, our clients who turn 65 are like, yes, I get free health insurance, or at least that's how they think it is free. Nothing's really free. but really, figuring out those items, that those are the number one questions we're typically hearing.
Well, and so to add on to what Malia is saying, we occasionally have people come in and say, you know, I just don't value financial guidance, or a friend or a neighbor will say this because it's just so simple. And Malia and I laugh at that. And sometimes it is. I mean, I have no problem with people who want to do all of this on their own. But, you know, here's some things to think about, whether or not this applies to you or will apply to you at some point in the future. What if you're a state worker, and for part of the time that you were working for the state, you were paying into Social Security, and part of the time you were paying into a pension? Are you going to be eligible for Social Security? And if so, at a reduced rate or at the full rate? What if your spouse is 10 years older than you and they're going to draw Social Security at full retirement age, but you're wondering how your benefit is going to be offset by theirs because you're not technically eligible for very much? What about health insurance? What if your spouse is 65, but you're not, and you're worried about the Affordable Care Act, of course, because now Trump has said he wants to repeal that. How are you going to get health insurance? And furthermore, how expensive is it going to be? And finally, something like, hey, I have qualified for subsidies through the Affordable Care Act because I retired pre-65. But I now want to take money out of my retirement account to pay off my mortgage. But that's going to spike my income, which is going to get rid of my subsidy. Okay, so by the way, I'm giving you a sliver of the very complicated questions that we get in these meetings that are critical, that are very custom, right? Not everybody has the same ones. Not everybody was born at the same time. So these are some of the questions that we get. And what I'll say is these are the answers we're very good at giving. So if those are kind of some of the topics that you're thinking about, that's our specialty.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Those to get on air, if you want to set up an appointment at Kloss Financial, give them a call. The number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And you can find them online as well, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Joining us this week, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Started out talking a little bit about Kloss Financial, what they do aside from the radio show, the big radio show that they do each and every week right here on 1310 WIBA. During that last segment also, I heard as we were talking about some of how individual retirement planning is, the pension word came up in that, and there are a lot of questions around pensions and, you know, a lot of things. There's options with those, like getting ready. You want to take a lump sum or you want to spread it out. There are, you guys, I would assume, hear a lot from people about pension related questions, don't you?
We do, yes. So we, because we're here in Dane County, yes. There's a lot of state employees. And so the employee trust funds pension comes to mind. But it's important for people to understand the context of this word, pension. What is that? Well, it's called defined benefit versus defined contribution. If you actually look this up, on the IRS website. So a defined benefit is also known as a pension plan, because if you think about it, the benefit you receive will become defined upon retirement. Defined contribution, on the other hand, is basically just saying, well, the contribution is defined, but the benefit maybe not so much. That's a 401k, 403b, IRA, because we can define how much you're saving. I just can't define how it will perform and how much money you'll get. Right? So there's a difference. Defined benefit, which is a pension plan, versus defined contribution. So defined benefit pension plans are basically going away. I don't know how else to say this. Now, some people freak out when they hear that relative to the employee trust funds. I'm not talking about, you know, state-run pensions as much as private corporate pensions. The good old days of United Technologies and United Airlines and American Airlines, all of these private entities used to provide these corporate pensions, and basically they're too expensive. And here's why they're too expensive. People are living longer, right? So they retire at 60 years old or 65, live to 105, and suddenly they've got to make this general pension fund last to, you know,
40 years.
20 years longer than they used to have to make it last. So they're going belly up. They're just too expensive for corporations to be managing. But with that being said, because we're in Dane County, we run into a number of employee trust funds pensions and some older people who have the legacy corporate pensions. And there's just a lot of complexity. It's almost like Social Security. In a sense of like, when do I draw and what's the best option of payout? There's single life annuities, there's joint and 100% survivor, joint and 50% survivor, there's 10 year period certain, 15 year period certain, and there's all these payout options. And here's the kicker: 60 days after you elect it, it's irrevocable for the rest of your life.
Can't change your mind.
So I hope you made the right choice. So, you know, this is another one of those things that we just kind of say, hey, you know, you might want to slow down. might want to, even if you're not working with a financial advisor or investment advisor, you might want to, for the purpose of this pension election, just sit down and get a second opinion. If, you know, if somebody charges you $100 or $200 to get a second opinion, my comment would be well worth it to make sure that the next 40 years of your life is the way that you want it to be. And I won't go into all the details, but let me just give you a little hint. It's a lot more complicated than choosing one of those options. Let me repeat that. It's a lot more complicated than just choosing one of the payout options. There's actually a lot more that goes into it around mathematical calculations and around other options that kind of play off of the pension.
CJ Klaus, Malia Cuevas joining us from Klaus Financial. You can find him online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. That's all one word. A lot of information about Klaus Financial there on the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on this half hour, we'll have our Klaus quiz question of the week. We'll tell you all about it coming up in the next segment of the program. What about those old retirement accounts? What should you be doing with those accounts?
Well, our first suggestion is don't go out and spend them all, okay? What CJ just spoke about with the pensions, a couple points of clarification. When he says those are the defined benefit pension plans, we are seeing those go away. We don't want to cause any alarm. If you have one, you're going to have some remuneration from it. So those that are in place will probably be just fine. We're talking about any new ones coming into the marketplace. But what we are seeing is these old plans, oftentimes you're getting a package showing up in your mailbox, which is telling you, you worked at this particular company, ABC, a long time ago, and there was a pension benefit. And again, they don't want to keep it on their books. So they're giving you an opportunity to go ahead and perhaps roll that out, lump sum it, as we say, into your own pre-tax IRA, so your individual retirement account. So that's always a nice surprise in the mail. It's not a bill. It's actually some money that maybe you didn't even remember you had. So what we don't want you to do is say, I just had a windfall. Let's go out and spend it, because all of that pension money is pre-tax, most of it, generally speaking, and that would be quite usually a jump in your income for this year. So you want to take those slowly, take a look at it, take it to someone, again, that can give you some good guidance. So what we are doing when we're looking at old retirement accounts is we are trying to simplify. You hear us say that every week. Simplify your current and your future retirement life by starting to consolidate your old 401ks, 403bs, 457s, and lump sum pensions. So take a look at that. How can we, drill down, make sure we have a good strategy, start rolling these accounts if it makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Take it slowly, but possibly just getting it under one type of strategy could make the most sense.
What about as we look at all these different, there's got to be a lot of money out there. You start looking at 401ks, 403bs, all those things. I mean, there's got to be a substantial amount of money right now that people are saving away, aren't they?
There is. We wish the percentages that they were saving were larger,
yeah,
in terms of the number of people saving, but it is pretty incredible when you add it all up. As a matter of fact, as of the first quarter in 2016, according to the Investment Company Institute, the total retirement assets amongst all retirement accounts held in the United States hit $24.1 trillion.
Trillion with a T.
Trillion with a T. $24.1 trillion.
That is.
That's not our debt.
Yeah, it's not. That's exactly right.
Clarify that.
That's exactly right. It sounds like our debt, doesn't it?
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Klaus quiz question of the week. We'll do that. We'll talk a little bit more about rollovers, and we will, of course, take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. It is spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. We heard pensions come up and also rollovers come up as well in the last segment. Let's talk a little bit about rollovers, especially as you're getting ready to retire. Should you be thinking about doing a rollover?
Well, possibly. So we talk about consolidate, simplify, diversify. Consolidate, simplify, diversify. As a matter of fact, we should change our tagline to not answers to all your retirement questions in one place, but rather consolidate, simplify, diversify. So what we're talking about here, and you have to be a little bit careful when you are talking to a financial advisor and the response they have to something seems surprising to you. So let me give you a couple things to be wary of here. Number one, you come into your financial advisor and say, hey, my old corporation is offering a pension lump sum rollover. Should I do it? You know, and they go, yes. Well, wait a minute. Have they seen any of the numbers? Do they know anything about that? If the automatic answer is yes, you got to be cautious of that. Because to them, they're seeing dollar signs, right? More assets under management, which means more fees or more commissions, whatever, however they operate. Secondarily, hey, I retired. Should I roll over my 401k? Yes, you should. Well, wait a minute. Have you ever even seen my 401k? Do you know what's inside of it? So another thing to be careful of. Now, I will say, by the way, in all of those circumstances, in many cases, it is in your best interest to do that. But in some cases, and Malia will testify, we have a corporation down in Northern Illinois where our other office is that actually they have an incredible stable value fund that gives like a 3.5% guaranteed rate of return. And it's liquid. Ooh. So I don't know about those who are listening on the air, but how would you like to go get like a 3.5% money market at your bank, especially if you're in retirement?
Yeah.
So my point being, that's where if you just said, yes, I'm going to roll it over. The problem is on our side of the bench, we actually don't have access to that product. It's only available through the 401k plan and they get it at little to no fees. So you get my point. Be careful, folks, because yeah, in many circumstances, this consolidate, simplify, diversify makes sense, but there are instances that you have to slow down a little bit and say, hey, even though they're offering a pension lump sum, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe the payout is better.
Let me just add something in there, though. The flip side we also see is someone who comes in and says, yeah, you know, I have this old 401k and I didn't do anything with it. I haven't looked at it for 8 years.
Right.
And they had moved it into cash, but they didn't remember that they moved it into cash. And, you know, we see the spectrum. So, again, taking your time always makes sense, especially when you're making retirement decisions.
And it's especially been a rough 8 years as it's been sitting in cash.
To Malia's point, you know, we focus on angles here, and my angle was to make sure you don't get duped. Malia's angle is probably more valid. The reality is we don't see duping as much as we see silly decisions, which is like, yeah, I just don't believe in working with a financial advisor, so I left my money in cash for the last 50 years. And you go, oh, boy, oh, boy. So, yes, there are multiple angles to look at this from. And I do agree with Malia. Seeking out professional guidance is probably always a good idea.
Malia Cuevas, CJ Klaus from Klaus Financial. You can find them online, klausfinancial.com. I'll spell it out for you. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Of course, telephone number 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, you'll win this week's prize, a $25 gift card to the Cracker Barrel. I can say that. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the Investment Company Institute, as of March 31st, 2016, how much was currently held in all retirement accounts in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel. Also, hold on to that telephone number as well. That is the number for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, it doesn't cost anything for that initial appointment, that kick of the tires to get to know you. Again, the number 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.